Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, a series of Shi'urim, Darkei Kinyanim, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Hagoyin, Moshe Avigdor Amiel Zatzal. We are in the Shmaitza Al Perkei. It should be Ischus, the Refuas, Chayeche Befeg, Baschad Isbasia, Rios Hashleima, and Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabshah Ben Leia, and Yosef Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Leizel. Ramon Choshen Mishpat and Simon Hay writes, "Yesho Imrim Dim Ofu V'Dano B'Layla for based and judges at night, Dinam Din it's valid. Normally an hour to judge at night, but the based and judges at night is valid." So they ask from Choshen Mishpat Simon Chofches. It says there that Yinam Akavu Leidus B'Layla. Failure we do from Leilchem Yisrael Mein Dan Albiyos Akabov. They Akavu B'Layla. Even if the Edim they have a flight to catch, it doesn't matter. Can't be makabel leidus b'layla, it's possible. And the other Ramah doesn't argue. On one end, the Ramah says that if you judge at night, it's valid. On the other end, the Ramah doesn't argue when the machaber passes the gamre, kabbalah leidus b'layla. What's the difference in Maishna? It's discussed by the sman simen hesiv katan chesim and chof chesiv katan tamach gimel, the ktseis and simen hesiv katan beis. So apparently, we can be machalek between din and beis din. By din, we could be mechalek between the chatchila and b'di'evit. There was even a little chatchila, einam tzrichim ladun boifin, say, you're not supposed to judge at night. Nevertheless, b'di'evit, when they judge at night, dinayim din. However, sof, since it's bizman, shekazesh, lechatchila elam donim, since it's at a time that lechatchila, you're not supposed to judge, even if they did judge, they're not called a based, and based is a shame toya. Came in lechatchila einam donim. Since lechatchila, then I let a judge. That b'di'evit dinayim din is like a mikra. The mikra, their din is a din, but they don't have a kavua status as a based. They don't have a shame based, and shame based is maral kvius. But now you're not supposed to be done lechatchila, so therefore they don't have that kvius. They don't have a shame based. And that's the difference between din and kabbalas edus. Din is okay because it's b'di'evit. B'di'evit, their din is a din. Even though they don't have a shame based in, but their din still counts. They don't have a classical shame based. But for Kabbalah's Eidus, it doesn't count. Why? When they're Makabal at night. Because by din alone, we can be Makabal between the Chatchila and B'di'evit. But then in Kabbalah's Eidus, in Sof, they're not called a based in. It's K'eid Mipi'eid. We know you're not allowed to be Makabal one aid, who's testifying what another aid saw. So here also, if the based in is Makabal Eidus, at night, it's going to have a din of Eid Mipi'eid, and it's going to be no good. Because what's in this din, Eid Mipi'eid, and Kabbalah's Eidus, how are they based? It's not a... It's not a difference, fundamental difference. The K'moshe Adayonim Shemim Mipi'a Eidim, Kach Shemim Gam Kena Eidim. Just like the Dayanim here for the Eidim, so too the Eid Mipi'eid. When one aid hears from another aid, he also heard from the Eidim. So it's interesting that I'm hearing from the Eidim, and the Eidim hearing from the Eidim. And the difference is only in the shame. Sha'ashoyim heim abeizdim. The listeners are abeizdim. That's the only difference. Eid Mipi'eid is no good. And when based in here it is good. Here's it is good. Because the listeners are based in. That's instead Eid Mipi'eid and based in. If the listeners are based in, we're makabel. If they're not, we're not makabel. And at night they don't have a shame based in. The Mela, the Kabbalah say this at night doesn't count. Even with the Evet. And the Sivis also is mechalik between shame based in and din. And Sifkot and Beis, just in Simon Hay, he just says a little bit differently than Rav Shimon, than Rav Amiya. We have also talked about Simi Zechek Le'alacha Midalaf Osman and Beis, Midachafav Osman and Beis. So we see here at Siu, Sha'ikuv Be'alechat Chile, Yovi Gamken Li'ikuv B'di'evet. this is an equal lechatchila. I lechatchila, they can't be makabel be edus. Therefore, they're never shame based in, and they can't be, even b'di'evet, they can't be makabel edus. There's no kabbalas edus at night. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the ktsais, the simon zayin, sif katan vav, and the bach. The bach is machadish that the day I'm saw on Shabbos and Yantif, we don't say, loite shmiya gedoyle meiriyah. Normally when the Dayanim see it, we say, Lot Hashmi Gadol Meiriyah. They're hearing it from the Edom, they're going to be greater than seeing it themselves, seeing themselves even greater. But if they saw in Shabbos and Yom Tov, says the Bach, we don't say, Lot Hashmi Gadol Meiriyah. Why? Because in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Asur Lam Lodom. You know the Yisus de Rabbanon. But still, since Asur Lam Lodom, we don't allow their Re'iyah to be a valid re'iyah in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov isn't a time for din. And they're acting as Diana when they see. Ketzayis brings a raya from the Rambam in the third parak of the Sanhedrin, the Paskins. Shebishnayim lo aminim lo teishmi gedol me'ri'iyah. And with two judges, we don't say lo teishmi gedol me'ri'iyah. Even though b'di'eved, Shnaim Shidanu Dinam Din. Two people who are done, who judge, their din is a valid din. But we don't say, Lotei Shmir Gedola Meiri, so do you. Shabbos and Yantiv, if they judge, so Daraisa, it's a valid judgment. Since Lechatchila, they're not allowed to, they're upon an acid then. In judging, Mele, we don't say, Shlotei Shmir Gedola Meiri. That rise from the Rambam. Paskins that by two judges, we don't say Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. Even though two judges that judge with the other, their din is a din. But since Lechatchila, Shnaim Shedanu, their din is not a din, Mela, we don't say with them Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. And that's a raya that if they see on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where? Now let a judge of the Chatchila. We don't say Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. Just like we don't say it by two, where only b'di'evad the din is a din, now the Chatchila. We don't say Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. So too, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say Shmi Agadol Meiriyah, because the Chatchila, now let a judge them. But in the end, the Ketzais concludes that it's not so clear. This is true, that if they see it on Shabbos, you don't say Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. And it's totally Ashley Rabbi, because according to Tosfos, Baba Kama 90b, Maskul Kohen, they prove from the fact that Balaila Einid Nasidayim, that Kabbalas Edus Balaila is possible after the Eved. Since Balaila at night, an Eid can't be a Dayim. Can't say that the Eid turns into a Dayim. Because that's a type of Kabbalah Seidus. So it must be Kabbalah Seidus at night. It's possible, even with the Eved. So we see from here that if it will be Kasher with the Eved, there's no Klal of Eined Nasidayim. Kabbalah Seidus at night would be Kasher with the Eved. Then we wouldn't say Ein Eid Nasidayim, we'd say the Eid Nasidayim. As long as it's okay with the Eved. The Kabbalah say this, we would say Eid Nasidayim. So why don't we say here also? Since with the Eved it's kosher. With the Eved, with the Doraisa level. Chil they shouldn't do Darabon. And the Doraisa level, the judges can judge in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we should say, Lo Teish Mi Agadol Meiriyah. Since with the Eved, they can judge, just like we see. That if Kabbalah's Eidus were kosher at night, with the Eved, then we'd say, Night Eid Nasidayim. That's the Ketzais HaSeara. However, based on what we said, Adoram is a raya for the Bach. Because why is it that Kabbalah says this Balayla is psula after the Eved? Why do we say they can't be makabel eidus in it? Because of the lechatchila. Since at night you don't judge lechatchila, so they're not called a beis din even b'diavad. Since they can't judge lechatchila, they're not called a beis din even b'diavad. So to know that you make a dollar meriya. Because the whole difference between them and other adios is not mitzad ha-din. It's at the beis din. By the beis din we say, lo teishmiya gedola meriya. And since of sof, the chatchila, we can't judge in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So but the Eved, they're not called a beis din. And the Mele, you can't say, lo teishmiya gedola meriya even with the Eved. Because even with the Eved, they're not called a beis din because the chatchila, they can't judge in Shabbos and Yom Tov. You see that the ikuv lechatchila brings about an ikuv b'diavad. Since lechatchila, ain donim balayla. So memela, what do we say? That the Kabbalah say this balayla is psula after the b'diavad. Is it not called a beis din? And so too, then in Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir, what was the Chiddush of the Bach? Bach's Chiddush was, if we don't say Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir, it's in some Shabbos and Yantid, they're not allowed to judge the Rabbanim, they're not allowed to judge. Why are they not allowed to judge? Why do we say Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir? Again, then on that's on Shabbos and Yantar, we don't say Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir. Because in Shabbos and Yantar, they're not allowed to judge. Why do we say Lotei Shmei Gedol Amir? What's the difference when the Beis Din sees it and other people see it? If the Beis Din seeing it, is enough? It's at the Beis Din. When a regular person sees it, he has to say over Eidus. Beis Din doesn't because they have a shame Beis Din. By Beis Din we say, Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meriya. Since this is totally in the shame Beis Din. And then Shabbos and Yom Tov, they don't have a shame Beis Din. Because Lechatchila they're not allowed to judge in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That means they don't have a shame Beis, a proper shame Beis Din in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That means that even b'di'evid, they're not called, they don't have a shame based, and they can judge it. But in Shabbos, if they do, it's the daraisa works. But it's not because they have a kavur shame based. And since it's not called that they have a shame based, we say, Lo teishmi gedola meriya. Just like balayla. Ein eid nasidayim. Because Kabbalah say this, is psul after the evid. Why does Kabbalah say this psula after the Eved? Because lechatchila, ain danim. Since lechatchila ain danim, the mele b'di Eved is no Kabbalah say this balayla. Because they don't have a shame based. So the Bach was onto something. Bach's chiddush. That if the Danim saw in Shabbos Yom Tov, we don't say Lotei Shmei Gedola Meriya. Because in Shabbos Yom Tov, they're not allowed to judge. What the Bach is essentially saying is, according to what we're saying, that they don't have a shame based in. Since lechatchila they can't judge in Shabbos Yom Tov, they don't have a shame based in. And if they don't have a shame based in, we don't say Lotei Shmei Gedola Meriya. This stems with Tosfos, who says that Balayla Einid Nasid Dayin. Because Kabbalah say this, they proved that from the fact that that Balayla ain't Nasid Dayin, from the fact that, so you see that ain't Nasid Dayin, so it must be Kabbalah say this is possibly even the Eved. We wanted to say, but if we be kasha with the Eved, there's no cloud of ain't Nasid Dayin, it becomes a Dayin. As long as it's kasha with the Eved, Everything is okay. We would say Nasidain. So too, as long as Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can judge with the Eved, you should say Lo Teishmei Domir. The answer is no. Because why is it? That Kabbalah say this Belayla is Psula with the Eved, because they don't have a Shem based in. Because lechatchila, since lechatchila they can't judge at night, the male they don't have a shame based in. Since they don't have a shame based in, the Kabbalah say this is possible in the Eved. So that you need a shame based in. And this chiluk comes from the Rambam himself, who passed them that even though two judged, their din is a valid din. Nevertheless, we don't say lo teishmei gedol amir. Why? Because they don't have a din of a kavua based in. Who asher amarnu sheish chiluk bein din ubein beis din shebedin yesh hevdel bein lechachilu b'di'eved v'lein beis b'chol mokom shen dan lechachilu soinu nekoyim beis din af b'di'eved. Exactly like we said, lechachilu they're not allowed to judge, they're not called a beis din even b'di'eved. Ha'dvarim meirim kasapirim baruch Hashem. And the next shtickle he goes on to the question of nimtze echad meyam karov mitzad memanafshach. Very interesting in Yanim. Always. Amiel never disappoints. Baruch Hashem. Super, super gishmak. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.